Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It's December, the 12th month of the Gregorian calendar. If you live in the Northern Hemisphere, Jupiter and Saturn are visible at dusk in the eastern sky. In the southwest sky, a brilliant Venus soars from excellent to magnificent. On the 22nd of this month, the axis of the North Pole points farthest away from the sun, making sunrise appear to be in the south. It's called winter solstice. Now, if you live in the southern hemisphere, as do our friends in Australia and New Zealand, things are reversed. And December 22 is the longest, warmest day of the year, or at least it can be. For many people, December is not particularly a good time of the year. They much prefer summer. But it's more than simply the darkness of the season. There is a spiritual and emotional darkness as well. In December and January, alcohol consumption and suicides both increase. While many start celebrating Christmas and shopping centers focus on getting people into the buying mood, those without families often feel that a blue Christmas is on the horizon and either try to blank it out or to anesthetize those blues. Others, though, start feeling the Christmas panic. They are thinking, it can't be December. We just got the Christmas decorations stored and our credit card bills paid from last year. How can another Christmas be here? You can beat the December blues, whether you live in Kirkenes, Norway, where this month there is less than a half hour of sunlight each day, or Christchurch, New Zealand, where the sun shines for 18 hours a day. Here are five guidelines that will help you. Guideline number one, plan ahead. Avoid the last-minute panic. As of today, there are about 21 days until Christmas. Plenty of time if you sit down with a calendar and plan your time. Put a master calendar on the refrigerator. Ask the whole family, if you have one, to coordinate dates and events with you and list them. Guideline number two, put things in perspective. Since you can't do everything, decide what is important. Generally, the more simple things are, the better. Elaborate decorations are wonderful, but the effort it takes to put together the colossal production usually leaves you tired out and depressed. Go for simplicity and taste. Guideline number three, focus on people. If I were single and had no family, instead of sitting at home muttering, "Bah, humbug," I would ask myself, where can I serve and help someone in need? Call your church or parish and volunteer. Call the local hospital, a mission agency, an orphanage, or a child care center. For every lonely, hurting person, which may include yourself, there's another person somewhere who feels just as left out as do you. Reach out and touch somebody. Bake cookies for a shut-in or the neighbor who doesn't like you. Take grandmother to a Christmas concert. Guideline number four. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. If you have children, make sure they know that the reality of Christmas is the focus on the manger, not the jolly old fellow in the red suit. If you haven't already gotten your Christmas cards, don't buy into that nondescript message that says nothing and offends no one. Make sure the message says what you want it to say, that in a dark world, light came through the gift of God's Son. Guideline number five, touch someone who is hurting. In so doing, the darkness you feel is driven away, and you walk away knowing you did something to bring Christmas into another person's life.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.